FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
It's 20 past 12. We got a special guest in the studio. Do you remember Lisa Beeney? Do you remember a couple of weeks ago I called you something else?
Yes. Sarah?
Sarah Beeney.
Yep.
And I went home and put the telly on and I found out why.
Because she's on TV all the time.
Yeah. And you're on the radio all the time.
Yeah, just like earnings difference between us.
But there's a whole lot of interesting stuff. There's so many things that we've been talking about over the last couple of months, which is obviously making a difference to people, their bills, their energy bills. But more importantly, I suppose we're drawing attention to what we need to do as people to sort of save the planet in the future.
Yes, and we all have to do something. We can't just sit back and think, yes, that's someone else's problem. I'll let the council sort it. I'll let the government sort it. Because unless we actually step up and start doing something, then it will be way too late. And no large organisation, whether it's a council or a government, can move fast enough to make the changes that we need to make.
And we need to bring the temperature of the planet down by, well, we can't let it rise the way that it's going, because all the time it's rising, everything is rising up above us, water and so on.
Yes, the aim, I believe, of the Paris Agreement was to keep climate change to a 1.5 degree rise. We've reached that already. So we do need to start doing something very quickly. There's now new reports and new modelling showing that the Arctic sea ice in particular is melting at a far greater rate than ever thought. And because ice is white, reflects light up, reflects heat up, the sea is a lot darker, it absorbs a lot more heat. And that then speeds up the melt process. That affects the concentration of salt in the water. That affects all the thermal flows throughout all the oceans in the world. In turn, that affects the Gulf Stream and all of our weather.
Do you know what? You explain that in such a way that even I understood it. It just makes sense, doesn't it? So that we've got to help ourselves, and with what we're just about to talk about, the Warmer Home Scheme, this has been running for a couple of months. It's got a couple of weeks, a few weeks left, to the end of the month. So you've got like 29 days to get involved with this. And this is having a two-pronged attack. One is you're helping the planet. As you just discussed, as you just mentioned there, there's a lot of stuff that we need to be doing as people. And this is going to help, because all of the things that we're going to be discussing and part of the Warmer Home Schemes is going to be saving the planet. But more importantly, it's going to be helping in your pocket as well.
Yes, and I don't think we should just think about saving the planet. I think we should think about it on a far more local level. I mean, earlier, was it September, we saw the flooding in Newport. And last year we had all of the flooding in Ryde, in Brading. So for saving the planet, it's also helping us locally, because if the changes that we make can help prevent that getting worse and maybe even start to reverse it, then it's not just the planet that benefits, it's us. Yeah. And it's our next door neighbours, and it's the people that live in the town with us. So it does have a real impact on real people's lives. And it's very easy to think of it, oh, we're saving the planet and climate change. It's affecting us all locally, and it will continue to affect us all locally unless we start to make some changes.
I've got a question for you, because there will be people that will say, oh yeah, but we've always had floods, especially locally, but then I guess the answer would be, yeah, but are they as regular and as deep as they were, before?
Yes, and it will be the frequency and the severity of them. I'm sure everyone's seen in the news what's happening in America at the moment with the horrific flooding over there. And I know people that live in the area and seeing photos that they've sent of their roads that have just been washed away. I mean, if we start to get that level happening here, it would be so devastating on the island. And that's just a sign of what's to come. I mean, it could get worse.
I mean, we've just
if we don't do something.
Yeah, we've just had a taster of what's happening, and what could happen, really, in the last, you know, it was a year ago that over in Bonchurch there was all that water because we had so much of it. And all of a sudden, we're, you know, a year later, we're boring holes in the ground and so on. So we've still got the issue. The issue's not going to go away. So we need to do something. We need to do to help ourselves. And you're right, maybe we should focus on, you know, the little things that we can do here on the island, make a difference. And if we all did that all around the world, make a difference where you are, then that would make a, you know, that would make a significant impact, I'm sure. But we've got to do something. So let's talk about the Warmer Homes scheme, because, you know, this is something that is available for everybody. Can take a look at this to see if they qualify for it.
Yes, the Warmer Homes scheme, to be able to be eligible for that, you have to be off the gas grid, so not use mains gas for your central heating. Then your property needs to have an EPC rating of D or lower. And don't worry if you don't know it or don't have one, then we can help you find out. And then you need to be on a means-tested benefit, or your household income needs to be below 36,000. And this scheme, they're closing it for applications at the end of October, so that all of the work can be scheduled and installed before the funding ends on the 31st of March. But, and this is a very big but, they've just announced a new scheme that will start on the 1st of April. And we do need the Isle of Wight Council to sign up to this, so I'm working on the assumption that they will. And this opens it up to everybody, so it doesn't matter if you're on or off the gas grid. And they've also opened up what can be done in somebody's home. The key criteria will either be that you live in an eligible postcode area, and we've got a list, so we can tell you quite quickly if you fall into that area or not. If you're in one of those postcode areas, it doesn't matter about your household income. So it gets round all of that. Or if you're not in one of those postcode areas, you either need to have a means-tested benefit or a household income of below 36,000. So really, that opens it up to so many more people on the island that just about everybody, unless you already live in an incredibly energy efficient home, will be able to apply for something. What that will be able to provide is a new or upgraded heating system. If you're not on the gas grid, then the first choice would be a heat pump, and the second choice would be the high efficiency night storage heaters. But if you are already using a gas boiler run on mains gas, you'd be able to have something called a hybrid system. So you'd be able to install a heat pump to run alongside a gas boiler. So it would reduce your gas usage considerably, and but give you all of the efficiency of a heat pump as well.
Wow, this sounds really, really good. And I'm guessing that we've got to focus on the 31st of October for now.
Yes.
But if you do miss the boat, there could well be something in place come the spring. But then, you know, some people will be thinking, well, hang on a minute, I've still got winter to get through.
There is one big caveat there. We have a budget at the end of October. So while we've had the scheme details released to us, we know who would be eligible and who isn't. We don't know how much money will be in the pot to pay for everything.
Right, okay.
So at the moment, with the scheme that's closing for applications end of October, we know there is still the money in there to fund
an awful lot.
So get in touch. After end of October, although we know there will be a new scheme, we don't know how much money will be available to actually do the work.
I'm going to ask a basic question, because you just said something there about if you know what your the grade of your house is, whether it's a D or an E or a B or whatever.
Yeah.
If you don't know what yours is, there's nothing wrong in that. But all I would say to those people is, if you've got no idea what the grade is for your house, there's probably a very good chance that you don't know too much about how it all works. And you're better off talking to someone, because just by talking to someone, they may be able to get you some stuff that you need, get you as part of the warmer home scheme. But more importantly, some decent advice on what you should be doing when it comes to winter, saving money and so on. Would that be fair to say, or is that having a dig at people?
No. I meet so many people that don't know much about the fabric of their property. I mean, I think we're all the same. When we go and look at a house that we want to buy, you look at, do you like the look of it? Do you like where it is? What about the size of the rooms? Will you need to fit a new kitchen? What does the bathroom look like? What's the garden look like? You don't necessarily think about the wall structure. And it's things like that that we go out and we help people with. And just stepping outside the warmer home scheme for a minute, at Green Isle of Wight, we can do home energy surveys. And part of that is to go and help people understand how their house has been built, what could be done to it and what's not practical to do, and how they can improve the energy efficiency without it costing them any money.
Right, that makes sense. And I say it is, I hope people don't feel insulted by the fact that, you know, if you don't know what your grade is for your house or what it is, then there's a good chance that you don't know other things. So reach out, because don't be too proud. I mean, I have no idea. And, you know, until you came round, we set things up, and there was a lot of things that I learned from it, and it was common sense. And I didn't feel like, you know, I should know that. Why should you know that? You're not an expert. Although some of it's common sense, sometimes you need to go into it in a little bit of detail. And I just want people to feel like comfortable with, hey, look, it's almost like maybe it's a man thing. Maybe it's a case of, oh, I should know what's what in our own house. Well, yeah, if you're not an expert, you don't know. But don't feel like you can't reach out, because no one's going to judge you. You know, so make that call, get in touch, and you might find out some things that might save you some money. You might learn something that you think, crikey, I didn't know that. I just assumed. We assume so much. We assume that we've set the heating at the right temperature and it's going to be fine, when there are certain things that you can do, just little tweaks here and there that will make your life a little bit better, keep your house warmer, for instance, and save yourself some pennies as well. But reach out, get some advice.
And it's also, as everybody learns more and as technology moves on, the advice changes as well. Because what would have been true 10, 15, 20 years ago, we've now learnt, and we've learnt from experience. So we can put all of that learning and that knowledge into the advice that we give today. So the advice that you would give somebody today would be very different from the advice that you gave back in the 1980s.
Hey, look, I want to just clarify where we go for all of this, and then I want to change subject.
Okay. So you can go directly to the warmerhomes.org website, or you can give us a call at Green Isle of Wight on 01983 668 900, or visit our website, greeniow.org.uk, and we can actually help you with the application. So I've been talking to a lot of people on the phone, and while I've been on the phone, I've been putting the application through for them, because government designed forms aren't always the easiest to understand. And quite often it's easier just to chat it through with somebody. I'll fill in all the boxes needed and then take it from there.
Okay, so you've got until the 31st of October for that now. So,
yeah.
You know, make contact, check it out. I think even if you just went straight to the council website, there's a Warmer Homes page there. Just type in Warmer Homes, it'll take you straight there. And this is all supported by the Isle of Wight Council, which is great.